Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J. Miss J. Miss J.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Ms. J. Yes, you have tuned in right now. It's a special show today. I want everybody to get up, wake up. Ms. J in the morning, live worldwide, blogtalkradio.com/Ms.J. Productions. You can also listen from your phone, 714-816-4743. We are also featured on iArtistRadio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you download the iTunes app. Shout out to DJ Abnormal and my East Coast family. Today is go hard or go home. This is not for the weak people today. Today, these are for the people who are tired of being broke, tired of being stressed out, tired of struggling, tired of the haters, tired of the enemy. So today I'm playing the hardest songs. We gonna hit the enemy and take them out with one TKO. Ain't no KO. It's a TKO today. Ms. J in the morning, Matthew 11 and 12. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We don't take it today. There's no more excuses. We going hard or go home. So we starting out with my girls, Mary, Mary. Everybody, it's time to get up. weak. It's not for those of you who want to hold on to excuses. It's not for those of you who want to hold on to your past and blame everybody else. It don't matter. It is your duty to rise up and take everything back. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. That's in Matthew 11, verse 12. Read the word of God, declare it over your life on this day. I'm telling y'all, I'm coming with a vengeance today. I'm coming with the word of God, declaring on the airways that we are going to stop suffering. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, but the violent take it by force. I'm coming out with force today, Miss J in the morning. If you ain't ready for it, I'm telling you, you need to listen to some other mess on the radio stations, but it's too late. You already tuned in. You already heard it. The word have already gone out over your life, so you have no choice but to get up. That's your girl, Mary Mary. We're up right now. We're going hard, because I ain't going home. I'm staying right here with you, and I'm going to be here with you Mondays through Fridays, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Those of you on the East Coast, you can tune in to iArtistRadio.com, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. We're going to get right back into some music. Today we're playing the hardest music in praise, declaring the word over our lives. We're taking back everything the enemy stole, everything we gave up to the enemy, everything we passed by with excuses. But right now it's my boy Kirk Franklin featuring my other boy, one of my favorite artists, Molly Music, because what we need is
Molly.
So give me that.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for His glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
He will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone.
Oh,
I can't see my wrong,
uh-oh,
but I'm here by grace,
uh-oh,
through Christ by faith,
uh-oh,
I had to make that choice, I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain, all that love that'll never change, give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away. Another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New song.
Oh, see, God is cleaning up house. First he started right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
We're close for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face.
Uh-oh.
And ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah. Give me that joy that I can't explain, and it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that
choose a man. Sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking
that
about.
God.
Give me that. Give me that, give me that,
ooh, ooh. Give me that joy I can't explain.
That joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. Oh, I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that. Yes. Hey. Telling y'all right there, that's your boy Kurt Franklin featuring one of my favorite artists, Molly Music. That's Give Me That. It's Go Hard or Go Home right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I'm telling you today, I'm on 1, I'm on 10, I'm on 20. This is not a show for those of you who are claiming to be weak. This is not a show for you who are holding on to excuses. This is not the show for y'all who want to continue the way you were yesterday or even how you got up this morning. There is no excuse for lack in your life. There is no excuse for struggles in your life. There is no excuse for you not to be who God has created and called you to be. I am declaring the word of the Lord on this day, and if you ain't ready for it, stay home, stay in the bed. I'm telling you right now, we are going hard, going home, because I'm sick and tired of all the hell that is going on in our lives, all the hell that is going on in our nation, all the hell that is going on in the world. So we're declaring the word right now on this day. I'm playing the best in praise. I'm playing the best in spiritual warfare right here, Ms. J in the Morning, blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. You can also listen on your phone, 714-816-4743. We are declaring the word right now, Matthews 11 and 12. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We are not weak. God created us as soldiers for his army, and we are taking it all back. Everything the enemy stole, everything we gave up, everything we passed by, we are taking it today. We do not have any doubt in our heart. We do not have any fear in our heart. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and a sound mind. I'm telling y'all, if you ain't ready, you need to go somewhere, because your girl is on it today. Ms. J in the Morning, we're going to get right back into some music. Here's your boy Dietrich Hatton with that Holy Ghost power. You can't move nothing without
where you are. Do you wanna have a victory? Don't look at my whip and look at my grip. the winning shot like Corbin. Hands up in the air everywhere. Did you feel his presence in the atmosphere? And if you're not ashamed, if you're not a coward, stand up if you got that power. If you got that power.
Right now, I'm telling you, we're getting right back into some music because I got 5 seconds
with my boy Canton Jones because we about to praise. Here we go.
I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingness praise. I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, I'ma give you 2. I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingness praise. I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, 2, 1. Now everybody go. Go wild, everybody go wild, go wild, go wild, everybody go wild, go wild, go wild, everybody go wild, 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 go w
Start your day off right with Miss J in the Morning.
Live worldwide. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
That's right. Log on to www.MizJProductions.com. There you can find out everything that's going on with the company, with the radio show, links to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc. Y'all make sure you tune in Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on iArtistRadio.com. Shouts out to DJ Abnormal, my East Coast family out there. You can also download the iTunes app and listen 24/7. The best in R&B, hip-hop, neo-soul, soul, whatever you want to listen to. We got the morning inspiration, and you know how we do it on Miss J in the Morning. We are live worldwide right now, blogtalkradio.com/MizJProductions. I'm hitting you hard today. We going hard or we going home? Going home is not an option. We're declaring the word of the Lord today over our lives. If you're listening to this show, it's too late. It's already spoken over you. There's no more excuses. You can't go back to how you was even when you woke up this morning. You tuned in to Miss J in the Morning. I'm declaring the word of the Lord in your life. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. If you too lazy and too stuck up and too ornery and too disobedient and too scared and too weak to declare it over your own life, I'm declaring it over your life. You shall stand up in your spiritual uprightness. You shall walk as the person that God has created you to be. You shall have all the things that God has for you on this day. I declare salvation. You are saved. No matter how you was raised, no matter what your mama and daddy told you you should do, no matter what your uncles and aunties showed you you shouldn't do, right now you are walking in the fullness and in the will of the Almighty God. Your Savior, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for your sins. Not to condemn you, that you may have life and have that more abundantly. And yes, on the third day after he was buried, he rose again. And when he rose up, he ascended into heaven with his Father God and descended down the Holy Spirit, which is in you. The Holy Spirit is what gives us wisdom, who guides us, who comforts us, who leads us in the right direction and where we're supposed to be. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for his Son, Jesus Christ, and I thank the Holy Spirit for guiding him to you. It is not by accident that you are listening to this show right now. And if you're not ready to live the life that you've been dreaming about, living the life that's been making you uncomfortable, which is the right life, you're uncomfortable and you're frustrated because your spirit man is telling you that the way you're living your life is not right. And I'm telling you right now, I'm sick of the devil, I'm sick of lack, I'm sick of stress, I'm sick of the murders, I'm sick of the death, I'm sick of the corruption that's going on in politics, the corruption that's going on not just in our nation but in the world. There is genocide, there is homicide, there is murders. I'm telling you, there is trickery. There is evilness, there is wickedness in high places. God has no respect of person. The devil don't either. He don't care if you a baby. He don't care if you black, white, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Hawaiian, Alaskan, Canadian. He don't care. All he wants you to do is miss what God has for you. And God loves you enough to bless you with this tool. This is a blessing for me too. Right here, Miss J in the Morning, we going hard or going home. We are declaring the word of the Lord over our lives. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's what the word of God says. We going to stop focusing on all this mess on Miss J in the morning. We OD on positivity. We OD on the word of God. We OD on the great things that are happening in our lives. You are still breathing. You still have use of your limbs. Even if you sitting there in the hospital bed, you are able to listen right now, and you have an opportunity to be healed and to minister to other people right where you are. Get up over yourself and get up out of your situation. All you have to do is rise up and walk. Declare the word of the Lord over your life. All you have to do is say, I'm tired of your monkey, limp lip, limp leg, self, devil. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. That's why I love this Boy Molly music. That's why I love this song. We going hard right now. Midday in the morning. Here's your Boy Molly music. Telling the devil, I hate you. I can't stand him. He get on my nerves.
You a lot, you a cheat, you defeat.
I hate you
from the depths of my soul, and I mean
you.
Of the name of Jesus Christ, and the thief.
right, let the enemy know I hate you. You have tuned in to Miss J in the Morning. We are going hard because we ain't going home. I'm telling you, it's not an option. It's an obligation. That's the problem of the folk right now, not people, the folk, the ones that know, the ones that's been trained, the ones that have the word, the ones that have the Holy Spirit, the ones that recognize. What y'all doing is making it an option. It's not an option. It's an obligation. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. He already blessed you and sanctified you, meaning he set you apart. You are free from sin. You don't have to accept that mess that is going on in your life. You don't have to accept the stuff that people spoke over you. You don't have to accept the lies that they told to you. I don't care if it was your mama. I don't care if it was your daddy. I don't care if you never knew either one of them. You was raised by your grandparents, your aunties, your cousins. I don't care if you've been in and out of foster homes. I don't care if you was raped. I don't care if you've been molested for 12 years. God has called you. He has sanctified you. He has a purpose for your life. We are declaring the word of God. God, over the airwaves, over our lives, over our children, our families, the people that we love, our neighborhoods, our communities, our cities, our counties, our state, the nation, the world, the universe, every single thing God has created. The enemy has no authority to create anything. Every single thing that happens in your life that comes from the enemy has to get permission from God to do it first. So if God is allowing it to happen in your life, you need to understand that, number one, there is something that you are doing that is setting you out of order, or there is a lesson that needs to be learned. If you want a great example, you need to get the word of God. It is free on the internet. It is still the number one seller in the world. See, that's what they don't want to announce on the news. That's what they don't want to put in the New York Times. They don't want to put that in Wall Street Journal, that the Bible is still the number one seller in the world. I don't care what bishop, what pastor, what author, what doctor. I don't even care about Dr. Oz, even though he has some great wisdom and great encouragement to help you with your physical health. I don't care what book Oprah puts out. The President of the United States has put out some books. It's still ain't top the Bible. The Bible, it has been proven. You can ask any publisher, and they'll tell you, if they tell you the truth, the Bible is still the number one seller in the world. Get the word of God. If you got to go to the church and borrow a Bible, if you're on the internet right now, you ain't got no excuse. Bible.com. Get the Bible and read the book of Job, everything that you done been through in life. He went through that and then some, and still came out on top with double. We are declaring the word of the Lord right now over our lives. We are going hard because we ain't going home right now. It's Ms. J in the Morning. We are live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Matthew 11 and 12, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Isaiah 54, 17, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. If you don't know how to live your life, you live your life in the word of God. You declare it. You look at your children straight, square in the eye. They acting a plumb fool. You tell them, devil, I am sick of you. All your little imps that came with you, you getting up out of here. You get some oil, I'm telling you. You get some olive oil, you go ahead and anoint your house. Those of you who ain't been raised in the church, you hearing this for the first time, you think I done gone crazy, you absolutely right. I have. I am sick of the devil. I'm sick of his monkey head. I'm sick of his limp leg, ugly, nasty self. We know he is a loser. We know he's a liar, but he is not a quitter. But if he ain't quitting on you, why in the hell are you quitting on yourself? Yes, I said, and I'm telling you now, it's spiritual warfare right here on Ms. J in the Morning. You tell everybody who's having an issue in their life, they need to tune in right now. Do not sit there and accept all that weakness. Do not sit there and accept the lies that somebody told you. Don't wallow in your sorrow. Don't sit there and focus on everything you ain't got. You still got better than somebody else, and how dare you sit there and give all the praise to the devil and tell everybody the devil is busy. All this stuff that's going on in my life, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being broke. I'm sick of being stressed out. I'm sick of everything that's going on in my friends' lives. I'm sick of everything that's going on in my pastor's lives and the lives of everybody around me and in my city. Everybody's getting murdered. People robbing holidays, calling up people talking about killing themselves because they can't pay a phone bill. How in the hell are you going to sit here and go through life, go through all this stress, get all these blessings, and be a light up on a hill and a salt of the earth and celebrate all this mess and then give up because your phone get cut off? The devil is a lie. I'm I'm telling you right now, if you ain't ready for it, you need to hang up the phone. But it's too late because I'm declaring the word of the Lord over your life. If you're too lazy, too selfish to declare it over your own life, I'm declaring it over your life right now in the name of Jesus. I don't care what you believe. I don't care if you don't believe everything that's in the Bible. I'm telling you what works. And it's going to work right now on Ms. J in the morning. We going hard because I ain't going home. If you want to stay weak, if you want to claim everything that's going wrong, you done tried all that already. You sit here 35, 55, 65 years old, and you still going through the same struggles you went through when you was 19 and 20. So what you doing ain't worked. Your way of thinking ain't worked. It's time for you to think another way. It's time for you to get up and declare another thing. You ain't never got up and declared the word of the Lord. You done sat in church for 50 years, and you still don't have a scripture memorized. I done gave you two. Matthew 11:12, the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. Declare the word of the Lord over your life right now, and I'm doing it. We ain't stopping. I'm going to keep going. If you hating on me, hang on, hater, because I'm going to tell you, watch me work in a minute. But right now, we finna get up into some praise because it's necessary, and I ain't stopping. Y'all sitting here think I done going crazy. I done going crazy. I'm telling you. I love this song. Get up and dance. It's necessary.
Let's go.
Rod Ush out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the morning.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
get out my dreams.
Before I die, go.
Yes, I see you right now living. I see you doing everything that God has called you to do, being everything that God has called you to be. You have been right here, Ms. J, in the morning. We are live worldwide. BlogTalkRadio.com/Ms. J Productions. I'm telling you today, let's go hard or go home. We ain't going home, so the only option you have is to go hard. Declare the word of the Lord over your life. I'm telling you, that's the only thing that works. If you done turned 30 and you still going through the hell you went through 10 years ago, you need to try something different. If you 40 and 50 and you still ain't figured it out, why don't you go ahead and try the word of God? I don't care what was told to you. I don't care what you even believe yourself. Apparently, there's something disconnected. I am sick of the devil today. I'm telling y'all, today is the day that you tuned in at the right time, because if you too lazy to get up on your own, I've got enough get up in myself for you and your family and your bloodline. I'm telling you, look at yourself in the mirror and declare to yourself, I don't care what the devil throws at me. I know that the word of God says in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed will ever prosper. I'm telling you right now, y'all need to believe what I'm saying. If you don't believe, it's okay, because I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all going to be calling in. Oh, thank you so much, because a lot of y'all, see, this is what the problem, I'm going to take a few minutes to tell y'all real quick. What your problem is that you're ashamed. And if you're ashamed of the gospel and the word of God and what God has said, he's going to be ashamed of you. Y'all want to sit there and have this image. Y'all want to get on Facebook, get on Twitter. Y'all want to sit here and have people think it's one way when we know what the truth really is. You ain't got to tell everybody you broke and disgusted and all that. They already see the mess. They see that you are a hot mess. That's what's going on in your life. I'm speaking to myself, too. I ain't talking to everybody else. I'm talking about me, too. There have been times in my life when I didn't want to let people know what was really going on in my life. So I always walked out in the best of my clothes. I always walked out with the best and tried to do the best. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't look your best. What I'm telling you is don't accept that as the norm. That is not the norm. That is not what we've been placed in life for, to be broke, to be disgusted, to deal with hell, to deal with mess. That is not what God has called you to do. That is not who God has called you to be. You need to get up out of your situation. Stop waiting for people to hand you something. Stop waiting for somebody to give you a word and speak the word over yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and declare the word of God over your own life. Quit waiting for your pastor to lay hands on you. You get you some olive oil, you pray, and you declare the word of God over that oil, and you lay hands on yourself. Quit waiting on a doctor to tell you what to do to heal yourself. There is enough stuff in the earth God has placed here to heal yourself naturally. Get off them pills, get off that mess, get off them drugs. Quit drinking and all that crap and all that craziness that's from hell that ain't doing nothing but destroying you and the folks around you. If you need to take some pills to go to sleep, you got something wrong with yourself. If you sitting here done been on crack cocaine, you done been doing all this other type of mess, you done smoked weed and drank all your life, and you still in the same situation, you need to shut the hell up. Yes, I said it. Shut the hell up. Because it ain't nothing but a lie from the pits of hell. The devil is a lie. And I'm looking at him square in his face and all the demons and imps that came along with him. And I'm telling you, your time is up. So all we need to do right now for the rest of the day is give God praise for everything that is going to happen in your life from this moment further. We ain't talking about what even happened when you woke up this morning. We're not talking about what happened yesterday. That's already gone. It's already done. If you sin, it's already done. Right now, what you need to do is take a stand for your own self. Get over yourself and quit thinking that, oh, it's all about me, oh, woe is me, whatever. Hell no. I said it again. Hell. That's my thank God for this radio show. I thank God for you who continue to support me, because we're going to declare the word throughout the nation. We're going to declare the word throughout the airways. There are cities that are literally dying, and we sitting here tripping because we ain't got the best pair of shoes. What the hell ever? I'm sick of the devil. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of his demons. I'm sick of everything that we're going in. So all I'm going to do right now, I done already declared the word. We're already in agreement. I'm not asking y'all for permission. I'm going to go ahead and give them praise for everything that's going to happen right now today. So as we go out on this show, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I'm praising God for everything that's going to happen in your life on this day. If you ain't charged up right now and ready to take over your life, you ain't got no hope. I'm telling you, you ain't got no hope, because you need to declare hope for yourself. Declare faith for yourself. I can't declare it for you, and God ain't going to force you to do nothing. He's a gentleman. He's already placed all the tools. He already gave you the word, so it's up to you to go ahead and give him praise for what you believe. So I'm going to leave out with my boy, Canton Jones, the professional. I'm a professional praiser, because I know I'm professionally blessed. That's God's profession to bless me and to deliver me from even the stuff I put myself in. Y'all know I done declared the word
Watch
today.
It.
Thank you for tuning in. Talk to
Watch
you in the morning. This day in the morning.
Watch
hey.
It.
Yes. Watch
oh.
it. Yes.
Hey.
I'm
call